You know, my 2 short years of being a priest, I've met so many wonderful people, and I've come to realize that we're all on a search for happiness. But I've also learned that many times in our search we suffer because we look for the wrong things. Things which are temporary and things which are unfulfilling. So as we sit here in church together this afternoon, I ask you, what are you searching for? What is it that makes you happy? What is true happiness in your world? What is true happiness in your life? I'd like to share with you 2 stories. They're stories about searching for something but finding something much better, something more meaningful, and something more valuable. 1.5 centuries ago, a group of ex-soldiers were working to build a sawmill on the American Fork River in Western California. Their promised wages were $1.50 a day, which was sizable in those days. While blasting away the dirt from the new mill channel, one of the men saw a golden sparkle on one of the rocks that was buried in the dirt. The year was 1848, and the California Gold Rush was about to begin. All because some workmen were searching for something, but found something much more valuable. 80 years later, a Scottish doctor named Alexander Fleming was investigating the growth of some bacteria in a laboratory. He became discouraged because he saw mold growing on the bacteria. He was about to throw that bacteria away, but then after studying the mold sample, Fleming and other researchers saw that the mold was actually preventing the bacteria from growing. So they worked now to produce what they found, which was penicillin, the first of many antibiotic medicines. In that moldy plate, Dr. Fleming found something much better than what he was looking for. In our gospel reading that we just heard, Jesus was performing many miracles. He had just fed 5,000 people with a few loaves of bread and some fish. Yet Jesus knew why they were following him. Jesus, who knew their hearts, perceived their selfish motives. They were interested in the food and not what the miracle was meant to indicate. He knew that they wanted to carry him off to make him a king, not knowing his true purpose was to suffer and die for all of them, for all of us, and to save us from our sins. There was his focus on something very limited, something temporary. Yet unbeknownst to them, something life-changing would emerge. The same, I think, is true for happiness. We often look to things that are temporary and limited, as opposed to happiness that is life-changing. I know I shared with you my story in the past. I was on a journey for happiness in my own life, searching, constantly searching, searching for something limited, searching for something temporary. I told you about my Rolex and Cartier watches. I told you about the jewelry store across Wyckoff Avenue that I see every time I look out my rectory window. You know, the one that's lit up so brightly at night that I think you can see it from outer space. It was a time in my life that I was very unhappy. I was unhappy in my search for happiness because I was focusing on things other than the one thing that truly mattered in my life, which is God. So I ask you again, what would it take to make you happy, truly happy? Would it involve money and fame and possessions? You know, the world tells us to be wealthy, famous, popular, and powerful is to be happy. The Bible tells us just the opposite. People in Jesus' day experienced the same confusion we do about the source of happiness. They believe happiness depended on wealth and power and status. Even Jesus' closest friends were fighting over who would have the best position next to him in God's kingdom. Our Lord believed that it was important to clear up any confusion. His teachings on a mountainside were revolutionary, turning everyone's thinking upside down. You see, Jesus made the secret of happiness absolutely plain for each one of us in the Beatitudes. Blessedness or happiness. And I invite you to open the Bible this week, if you can, and read the Beatitudes and substitute the word blessed for happy. Happiness, according to Jesus, consists of being poor in spirit, being meek, being humble, mourning, being persecuted, and the like. That's the path to happiness. It's about denial of self, as Jesus spoke about so often, and surrendering ourselves to God's will. You know, C.S. Lewis is one of my favorite authors, and he once said, "Look to Christ and you will find him, and with him everything else thrown in." But I know that sometimes we're afraid. I'm so often told, "Father, I want to follow Christ. I want to amend my life. I want to be truly happy, not happy in materialistic ways or with material things, a deeper happiness rooted in God and in God's love and mercy and in God's promises to me. But I'm afraid." And I tell them, "Fear and worry are unwelcome guests. The greatest byproduct of these two is the absence of joy. When we're constantly worried, we miss out on all the positives of life. Many of us waste time and energy worrying about things that, guess what, never even happen. And then happiness slides by us unnoticed." And then I tell them something that surprises them. Perhaps it even shocks them. I tell them it's not about them. I tell them my own story of my frustrated sense of entitlement that caused me to feel so unhappy. I worked so hard for all of these great things that surrounded me, and I deserved it, but God played no part in it. I was never content. There was always something missing. I was unable to enjoy true happiness. And then I tell them that true happiness exists in surrendering ourselves to God. It's about God. Surrendering ourselves to God and making Him the center of our lives, of our decisions, of our families, of our joys, and yes, even our sufferings. But this means that we need to give up some of our freedoms. We're not free to hate anybody who does us wrong or to hold grudges. We're not free to ignore the suffering in other people's lives or try to shut the world out of our lives. We're not free to pursue our own idea of happiness at someone else's expense. We're not free to ignore gospel teachings that we might personally find hard to accept or to follow. In return for all that, there's a fair trade-off, because then we can begin the process of gaining new freedoms, and most importantly, gaining true happiness. Freedom from fear, freedom from anger and frustration, freedom from having our own way, freedom from a lack of purpose, freedom to begin to experience the love of God and the peace, and most importantly, the happiness that surpasses all human understanding. Personally, I found it to be a wonderful life, even as I had to say goodbye to some of the things that I've always wanted so very much. But it's not a matter of choosing between God and religion over the love of these other things or the love of what society makes us think is so important. Because you see, God is love. God is happiness. A more genuine and lasting love, a greater happiness than anything in the present world could ever offer. And just a word this afternoon to anyone who's suffering or struggling today, struggling to find happiness, struggling with the difficulties in life that sometimes seem so overwhelming and unimaginable. As Father Stephen said a few weeks ago, "We, your priests, are here for you. Call upon us anytime." And I mean that with the sincerest of hearts. Father Carlos, in his homily last week, told us to be happy, and most importantly, to rest in Christ. As for me, I'd like to provide you with some words of encouragement. Though we are incomplete, God loves us completely. Though we're imperfect, God loves us perfectly. Though we may feel unhappy or lost or without direction, God's love encompasses us completely. What this means for you and me is that regardless of our current state, there's hope for us. No matter our distress, no matter our sorrow, no matter any of our mistakes, our infinitely compassionate Heavenly Father desires that we draw near to Him so that He can draw closer to us. He desires that we be happy as we put our faith and trust in Him alone. Just one final thought, and then I'm done. Mark Twain once wrote, "It's an important thing in our never-ending pursuit of happiness to stop and just be happy for a while." So stop, breathe, rest in Christ. Be happy knowing that God loves you always and unconditionally. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.